momentarily. Hi there, this is Rose Cole, and I'm here with Tara Marino, and this is High Priestess Call number 4. This is our bonus call that we're doing in this series, and this is the second High Priestess series. We did an original High Priestess series that was last summer, and this is our second round of High Priestess calls. So this is number 4 in the second series. And I, again, am Rose Cole, C-O-L-E, and my website is rosecole.com. And if you don't know me, I'm a holistic nutritionist by trade, but what I do is far more than that if you've been listening to the other High Priestess calls. What I really do is I help empower women. I help to empower women by teaching them how to balance their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self so that you can really be the light that you were meant to be in the world. And I do radical things, and I'm very bold, and if you haven't listened to the other two series, you'll want to make sure to do that because I have emails on a daily basis written in from women all over the world saying, oh my gosh, this series has completely transformed my life, and it has ignited something in me. So you can go to the same place that has the replays for these calls. Also, if you look to the right, it says High Priestess Training, I think summer 2010 replays, and you can download all of the replays from the last series. And they also have some fun videos that are up on that site as well. And I have somebody with me today, my fellow High Priestess sister. This is Tara Marino.
Hello, everyone.
And Tara, you want to give them your website and tell them just a couple words about yourself?
Sure. My website is elegantfemme.com. It's ELEGANT FEMME.com. And Rose and I are very much aligned in our journeys and our missions. I help inspire and empower women through the power of sensuality and help women open up to the prosperity, the pleasure, and the balance that they desire in their lives so that they can share their gifts and affect people on a global scale.
So we kind of get along. Yeah. It's small little missions that she's taking on, you know, just like transforming, you know, the global consciousness and helping to empower world women all over the world. You know, minor thing that she's up to. So we wanted to do this bonus call because we realized that there was a big piece missing. And I have another guest with me who I'm going to introduce here in a second, and we're going to kind of play during this call. And this audio is really all about femininity. What does that mean? How do we harness it? What happens when we're not aligned with it? And how do we really manifest from this place? Because this is something that has completely changed my life. This is one of the biggest tools that I can give you for creating abundance, for creating money, for attracting everything that you want. And I can tell you that when you don't know how to do this, it wrecks your health. It causes adrenal exhaustion. It will short-circuit your nervous system. And it will throw off your hormone levels. I mean, it completely wrecks your health for a woman. So that's what's at stake here. If you're going to be the light in the world that you're meant to be, we need you to be tip-top form, and we need you to be really balanced physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and this is one of the biggest tools you can use to do that. So, Tara, what do you want to add to that? Because I know this is your specialty too, but about femininity and harnessing that in general, what can you say?
You know, what I can say is that very, very few women understand the connection between harnessing your light and putting it out in the world and assessing that with their health. I remember you said that to me the first day I met you, that it was your mission and your journey to help women live from a space of true health so they could shine their light in the world. And if you really think about it, true health has to come from a feminine perspective. We're taught to nurture everyone else but ourselves. If everyone on the call can really start to understand how you nurture yourself from a feminine perspective and just get that one piece, Rose, you're exactly right. Everything else in your life will transform. So this is really the true art and form of femininity is learning how to nurture yourself so you can, from that space, nurture others by sharing your gifts.
Mm-hmm. It's receiving. What people don't understand is that the feminine is about receiving. And you know what? We used to be in more of this role. We were at home, cozy at home, and the men were out fighting the wars and slaying the dragons and killing the meat and hunting it and out in the weather and bringing it home, and we received it. We receive life. We're the givers of life when we bear children. And we were the glue for the communities. And when we were at home doing domestic things, and when we were at home primping ourselves, there's chemicals that release in the brain that are very de-stressing. And that is the kind of energy, that's feminine energy being run through a feminine body. Well, now we're out in the workforce and we're doing what the men did, and we're not built to be doing it the same way, but it's the only thing we've had modeled. Up until 40, 50 years ago,
we didn't
do that. So now we're doing it, but we're running masculine energy, the doing energy through a feminine body that's supposed to be receiving. And that will wreck your health faster than you've ever seen anything else wreck your health. So, I mean, that is the it's an epidemic right now with women.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman who I'm going to bring on here in a couple seconds, she her name is Sarah Salmon, and she is another fellow. Well, she's like me. She started off as a holistic nutritionist by trade, and has written books about it, and educates even other practitioners about holistic nutrition and speaker. But now I would call her more of a spiritual leader, and she specializes in working with women and helping them to align themselves physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and to re-tap into their femininity. And here, I'm going to introduce her. I'm going to unmute her in a second. So I think this is you, Sarah. Are you there, Sarah? No? Okay, wait, hold on. I'm losing track of where Sarah is. Okay, Sarah, are you there? Sarah Salmon? Oh, Sarah, are you there? Hello, Sarah.
Do you want to have her push star 2 again, Rose?
Yeah, hit star 2 again, Sarah. I can see her here, and I'm unmuting her. I don't know if maybe she doesn't know I'm talking to her yet or something happened. Well, hopefully, let me refresh my screen. Okay, Sarah, are you there? Oh, here, let me try this one other one here. Okay, Sarah, are you there?
I'm here, Rose.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay, good.
There she is.
Wonderful technology. Can't live with it, can't live without it. Okay, so Sarah actually took my last Powerful Woman Powwow program, which was such a great honor to have somebody that knows so much about holistic nutrition taking my program. But we both know that it's all about, my program is so much more than that. But we all have to get fed and rejuvenated and balanced. And Tara and I have discussed this many, many times, that it's always so humbling when you yourself have to take your own medicine, and that we, even as practitioners and coaches, have to go to other coaches and practitioners, because otherwise we get out of balance. So I introduced Sarah Salmon, who is an amazing, amazing light in the world, and really meant to bring a similar message to the world about femininity and about consciousness, and she's really here to increase the collective consciousness. So thank you for being here, Sarah.
It's my pleasure, Rose.
And what was so fascinating is that a couple days ago, Sarah and I had a private session together that came with her Powerful Woman Power program, and we were talking about where she is. And I'll let her share a little bit about that in a second. But as we started talking, of course, I've told you guys this before, I never know what I'm going to say on these calls. I wait during the week, and I see what happens, and then things pop up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're supposed to be on the call. So this was one of those times where Sarah and I spoke. I said, oh, my gosh, Sarah, we have to tell women about this. We have to spread this. Can you tell them a little bit about kind of the state that you were in and what you were feeling and experiencing?
I've basically sort of been in quite a bad space because I've worked for quite some years as a holistic nutrition coach, and I've been finding that really what's been asked of me has been changing. I've not just been, very similar to Rose, I've not just been dealing with people at the physical level, because what you see when you talk to them and the more you deal with them, the clearer it becomes. The patterns of energy that run much deeper than that. into the sort of malaise that sits within the sort of the mental, emotional, and very much spiritual self as well, where women are losing their way. And so I was finding that more and more I'm really dealing with people at that kind of level. And I've also, for many years, I've followed a spiritual path myself. I've done a lot of learning with all sorts of people around spiritual matters, esoteric matters, things metaphysical. But I've always considered that I was doing that for myself. I'd never really thought about integrating it either into my practice or actually making any kind of career moves with it at all. And after the Powerful Woman Powwow, it's sort of the retreat that we had, it came into my consciousness very strongly that I needed to do more of this, and I could feel myself being quite resistant to it because it was always something that I considered quite private for me. But whatever happened, I was finding myself really expanding more and more into this stuff with the clients that I was seeing. And where I wasn't being prepared to put myself out at that kind of level, I was just meeting resistance, and I was trying to do all sorts of things that were basically at the nutrition level. I was putting together programs and things like that, which was, what I have my qualifications in, as it were, just at the nutrition level. And it just felt like nothing was working. I was kind of hitting huge resistance. And in the end, you have to sit down and think, what's going on here? This
right.
isn't working. Let's have a rethink. And I've had to go into a place of surrender where it's kind of like the universe is bigger than me, and the universe basically was giving me a very, very loud message that actually what's needed and what I really need to do more of is to share all of the other knowledge that I have, because at this moment in time, particularly this moment in time, which is so important that all of us step up to the mark. There are such changes coming through and such changes happening, and it's going to be the power and the strength of the feminine that really helps, to ensure that we get a good outcome to what's happening in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
So, here I am, universe, I'm all yours.
Yeah. So what's interesting about what Sarah's talking about is if you feel like what you're doing is an uphill battle, that's because it is, and that's because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You'll know when it's something you're supposed to be doing because it will start to get easier. There will be more of a flow. You'll love it. You'll feel like I am in the flow in my life. The other way feels like an uphill battle. That's the masculine. If you're fighting with something, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. It sounds like that's so logical. Like, that makes sense. Why didn't I think of that? But the universe will actually, especially with people like Sarah, when you're tapped in and you're conscious, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, the universe will make a louder and louder, alert. Hello, 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 you're not supposed to be, until it's gets to emergency proportion where it gets so uncomfortable you can't do it anymore. Where it gets so painful to go into that job that you know is this is not what I'm supposed to be doing, that it will feel painful. And you would be surprised how many people go years and years and years and years suffering with that pain. By the way, Tara, at any moment, I know you have so much to share in this area, so jump in at any point. But the funny thing is, so Sarah, it's so clear to me as I coach her that she's meant to be a spiritual leader and really bring the spiritual piece in. And I had the same experience. The more I just talked about nutrition, I started to dread it. And I could feel that it wasn't what I was meant to be doing. Now I bring in the consciousness piece and living your life purpose and all of these other things, and now it feels right, and now I'm in the flow, and now I can do it all day long and talk and talk and talk, and I know that I'm doing the right thing. So this is, the feminine is the easy way. Make it easy on yourself, because the funny thing was, as Sarah and I were laughing, she's like, I'm coaching her, but I'm telling her the same exact things that she tells her clients. And she's kind of laughing yeah, I know this stuff, but we have to hear it from somebody else. This is why coaches need coaches, right, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, actually, is that you need someone to reflect your stuff back at you.
Right. You have to have that. That's why when I'm in emergency mode, I get Tara on the phone.
We all have our blind spots. We really do. And I think it's... It has to be that way because it teaches us as women that we also need each other. We've been in this mode that we're trying to do it all ourselves, right? We're trying to stand out. We're trying to do it on our own. We can do everything. We can multitask. This is a beautiful, humble reminder for all of us that we still need one another, and it helps us break down the walls of competition and really start to look at each other and unite in a collaborative way. And Rose, you and I being able to build each other up in the way that we have is, you know, you and I have both talked about this. It's part of our life lesson and part of our life journey to be this example for women as well, the way we've been able to work together and collaborate on this type of level.
Yeah, because it's not easy. Even all of us that think, oh, we're really evolved, when it comes down to working with other women, I mean, if we're all really honest with ourselves, how many of us have had things come up like, oh, she's getting more than me, she's going to get more clients than me, she's getting more this, she's more that, she's more beautiful, she's getting more attention, and worried that there's not going to be enough for us. This is a thing that's very common with women as well, but there's a new paradigm that we're going into. But and then, Tara, can you speak a little bit about, and I mean, like using Sarah as like a perfect example, she's fighting and resisting what it is that she knows she's supposed to bring forth, which is the spirituality piece, you know? And the more she fights it, the harder it gets. And so can you talk just a little bit about, like, doing what we're meant, what we're supposed to be doing and that kind of piece?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is – and hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine. Nice to talk to you, Tara.
It's good to hear you. So – what you're experiencing and what Sarah's experiencing, this is very, it feels very foreign to us initially to step into this flow because it's kind of like you really get the wind underneath your feet and you feel this, like it really does. It feels like that, oh, wow, oh, wow. And what actually is happening is you're remembering. You remember what it's supposed to feel like. And that's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little scary for us because there's remembrance of, oh, my gosh, it's supposed to be elegant. It's supposed to be easy. And every single one of our cells remembers that when we go into that space. But our mind, the way we've been trained, like you said, Rose, for the past 50, 60 years, is that in order for us to be acknowledged, it needs to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So we step into this flow, our cells remember, we get taken up by this gust of wind, everything's working, and our mind says, wait a minute, this is too easy, I've been told it's supposed to be hard, something must be wrong, and so we take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find yourself experiencing that, the universe will do exactly what Rose said. You'll trip, you'll get a little reminder that says it's supposed to be easy. So what we want to share with everyone is that move towards what's easy, elegant, and graceful, and just see what happens.
Mm.
Just trust it just enough. Rose and I were talking about this. We had a private conversation yesterday about what it really feels like to sweetly surrender and begin to test it. All of you out there that kind of operate, and there's so many of us, okay, so it's not a judgment, but operate in that adrenaline from time to time,
mm-hmm.
test something, right? We like to test it. Just test it.
Yeah.
Move towards the E, move towards the grace, and see what happens.
Yeah, it's funny.
How it's supposed to be.
When I talk to business coaches that are men, they're like, oh, you know, it's hard work. You have to really put your nose to the grindstone. You're going to have to work long hours. This is what every person that's successful has to do. You have to really put in your time.
Yeah.
That's the masculine. And so the problem is that there's not a lot of books and not a lot of models from the feminine, okay? So the feminine way is not the hard way. It's creating the life that you want. Like, how much time do you want to take off? How much, like, I really in the future want to be working maybe like 2 half days per week, maybe 1 day a week. And
yeah.
I want to make 5 times what I'm making.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can actually create and design my exact life because I want to be home with my future baby and I want to be home with my dog and I want to be gardening. And I'm creating the life that – and I know how much work my body can physically take before I burn out. And right now I'm reducing the amount of time that I'm working steadily each week. And my husband keeps going, wow, I'm really noticing that you're not working as much. And it's making him nervous. Because to him it's like, oh, well, when you're trying to build your business, you need to be working and doing hard stuff. And how many of us, if you really are honest, when you don't do something, you start to feel guilty? When you're sitting in your house and you're like, oh, I could be working, or oh, I could be on the computer, I could be answering one more email, and you're not, and you're just sitting or looking through a magazine or gardening, that you actually feel like I'm doing something bad or wrong, or I'm going to be found out, or I feel guilty. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not, that will kill you right there. And if you haven't read the book, The Big Leap, make sure you get that. The Big Leap by Kay Hendricks. He talks about what we need to do is flex our muscle to feel good longer amounts of time, to really allow ourselves to go longer periods of time with feeling good without messing it up for ourselves. Because usually we're like, oh, God, I feel so good. Oh, I need to, like, go do dishes or something, or I need to create a fight with my husband to, like, mess this up. And then that will bring you right back down to the same level that you're at, which is comfortable and familiar. And Sarah, I know you have a lot to say about this too. Did you want to add anything, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, we all run
start,
the path.
Right?
Sorry?
I said, where do we start, right?
Absolutely. So we all run the pattern of the saboteur in our makeup. And, you know, most of us who sort of come from a sort of Western background, we kind of have this sort of Protestant work ethic sort of drummed into us. And, you know, as you say, it's got to be hard and we've got to put our nose to the grindstone. And, you know, if it doesn't come with hard work, we don't deserve it. And it's all of these patterns that sort of run in our subconscious. And basically they're conditioned into us from a very early age. And the problem that we have as we grow up is changing those tapes, because they are, you know, they sit deep in our subconscious and trip us up the whole time. And our rational mind may very much give us one message, but if our subconscious mind is giving us another, it's always the subconscious that's going to win.
Yeah.
And the problem that we have as women is that, you know, the role models that we see around us and the messages that we've got conditioned into us are about this doing energy,
mm-hmm.
whereas the feminine is much, as Rose has been saying, it's much more receptive. It's more about being. You know, there's a flow to it and a flexibility to it in the way that there isn't the masculine at all. And we're, you know, there's a whole generation of us are really having to relearn, you know, from the ground up, what it is really to work in the feminine, because we have no role models for that in front of us.
Right.
We're having to tap deep into what sits within ourselves and really go into past memories of the earth, really go into our cell tissue and pull it out from past lives and things like that. And once you start to tap into that and you start to pull it through, the power that runs through you is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sort of waking up you get, you can feel your body opening and blossoming to it. It's a wonderful, wonderful sensation.
Mm-hmm. Life gets
just
more fun.
Who you are again.
Yeah, life gets more fun, life gets more easy, more abundance comes in, your health gets repaired and rejuvenated. You look younger. I mean, where do I begin? And I, in a second here, I want to start talking about practical aspects of, like, okay, how do we do it? Because I think, you know, I don't want to spend too much talking about, like, oh, we all know what the problem is. But I often hear, well, how do I do this? So, Tara, do you have anything else to add before we start getting into the how of how we actually get into our feminine?
No, let's do it. Let's get into it.
Okay, so I want to give a brief explanation, like a little bit more of a definition of the feminine and the masculine, so you can make a little distinction here, okay? So if you are sitting at a table, and I learned this from a woman, her name is Rory Ray. She wrote a great book called Have the Relationship You Want. If you go to havetherelationshipyouwant.com, it's like an e-book that you can buy. It talks about being in the feminine, how to use this to improve all of your relationships. And I read this, and it was the first time that a light went on and really explained to me what the feminine was. And she has simple little distinctions, like if you're sitting at a table and you're leaning forward, that's the masculine. If you're leaning back, that's the feminine. Let's say you go to a bar, and you're sitting at the bar, and you see a hot guy, and you get up and you walk over to him, and you start a conversation, and you ask for his phone number. That's the masculine. That's the doing. The feminine would be to sit at the bar and shine your light and attract him, and he comes over to you, and he asks for your phone number. So the feminine is all about being in your physical body. It's not about being in your head. Being in your head and thinking and analyzing and all of that, that's the masculine. When we are in our physical body and our sensations and feeling good and in our emotions, that's the feminine. Tara, any other distinctions to kind of explain and make it really clear what the difference is?
I think everybody can really understand if you just switch from thinking into feeling. That is the main difference when I come into contact with the difference between the masculine and the feminine, the thinking space versus the feeling space.
Okay.
Every sensation that comes alive when you're feeling is the feminine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this one too. So picture New York is masculine, right? Doing, fast-paced, mm-hmm. and Hawaii is feminine. So receiving and luxurious and in your senses, right? Nature, by the mm-hmm. way, Mother Nature is feminine. So a great way to get in your femininity is to get out in nature.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, so now that gives you a little bit of an explanation. That book, it has the relationship you want. We'll explain it a little bit more. And then there's also a great book, actually, if you're not familiar with David Deida. So David, and then his last name is spelled Deida. He has several books out. Like one book is called The Way of the Superior Man. It's a great book to give to men, but also a great book for women to read. And then there's another book that he has called It's a Guy Thing. And that book is like an owner's manual for men. Like, this is how they operate. This is how the masculine is. This is how the feminine is. And it's fantastic. But, okay, so we know we want to be in our receiving because this is what's going to attract and magnetize everything to us. So let me give you a small little distinction here. The feminine is really about we are the givers of life. And the masculine, as my husband says, is the nothingness. It's the void. And I remember actually my father, right before he died, he said that the feminine is matter and the masculine is space, the space. And source is what runs between them. It's the energy that runs in between space and matter. So we are the everything. Like the feminine, if you put a shelf out that's blank, as the feminine, we want to fill it with stuff, right? We want to have like this shelf filled with little shelves and all kinds of stuff and packed full. The masculine would say, oh, great, nice empty shelf. The masculine loves space, loves emptiness, loves nothingness. Now what's happening is we're starting to get homogenized. As women went out in the work field, the men started going, okay, fine, you got this. I'm going to start going into my feminine. Oh, I've been holding this up for too long. And now we have, you know, these men that David Deida calls them flow boys. You know, they go to yoga and they're like totally into their feminine and they're becoming demasculinated. And we have a lot of men that are being raised by single moms and they don't have a lot of masculine role models. Now, there can only be one masculine and one feminine in each relationship, like romantic relationship. Even if you look at gay couples, there's one masculine and there's one feminine. If you have two masculine, they will fight. They will compete with each other. So when I come home from my work, which is basically coming upstairs from my home office, if I'm still in work mode, as my husband calls it, I'm in my masculine and it drives him crazy. I say, can you go out and go walk around the block and come back a woman? And it's like nails on a chalkboard because he's a very masculine man. Now, on the flip side, if you are a woman who's wanting to be in your feminine and you're around a man that is in his feminine, it will annoy you. You'll say, like, oh, it'll just be like, just grab your balls and, like, step it up. Like, stop. He'll come across as, like, whiny and, like, baby and indecisive. But in some relationships, if the woman is really wanting to be in her masculine and the man is really wanting to be in his feminine, sometimes it can work. But usually, if you have a feminine body and you're trying to run masculine energy through it, it's very difficult on the feminine system. And vice versa, men usually feel very kind of, when they're demasculinated, they feel embarrassed, they have very low self-esteem, low confidence, they're very confused about what their role is in the world. So what you can do for everyone around you is to be in your feminine, because you're helping to set the polarity. You will help your husband to be more masculine. You will allow the masculine, the men in your life, to be more masculine, the more feminine you are. And the feminine, we heal just with our presence. When you are really in your feminine, when you just walk into a room, men light up. And this is not about being sexy. This is not about wearing a short skirt. I'm not talking about that. I can be in sweats and walk into a room in my feminine, and men are like, ah. Because it actually heals the masculine just to be in the presence of a woman in her feminine. There was a woman that took my last Powerful Woman Powwow program. Her name was Catherine, and she was a professor. And she was, when she took the program, she was totally cut off from her femininity. And she kept everybody's arms at arm's length, and she did not know how to receive. And when she came out in person for the in-person part, and she got in touch with her femininity for the first time, there was a light turned on. And life force came rushing in, and she looked years younger, and it was just, she was transformed before our eyes. And then she went to a farmer's market in Santa Monica afterwards, and she was walking around, and she calls me, and she goes, Rose, everybody wanted to give me things for free. I've never had that experience before. Well, I just don't understand. I said, you know what, they weren't wanting to give you something for free. They were wanting to reciprocate. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, they were wanting to give you something in return. Your presence of just being in your feminine and showing up and shining your feminine light was inspiring and healing and invigorating, and they were wanting to give you something in return. So this is what, when you're in the feminine, abundance and things are handed to you, are given to you. People want to support the feminine. They love having you around. They want to repay you for what you're doing. Because it's
and the universe responds in the same way, Rose.
Exactly. So this is what we're talking about. This is what heals the world. Now, if you were hurt or traumatized by the masculine when you were younger, you may be cutting off your femininity on purpose to punish the masculine. That's really common. You know, if you walked down the street and you had a man that was older look at you, you know, which men, I mean, it's not even very often in a sexual way, they can't help but look at the feminine because it's like, it's so radiant. But for us, sometimes we interpret as, ew, that's really yucky, it's sexual. And sometimes it is sexual. But when we get that feeling, we very often like give a snide remark or like shut down the feminine and close down that light because it gives us a yucky feeling. So you have to get more and more comfortable shining this light and letting yourself be seen and allow, and also getting comfortable with people looking at you. So, Tara, I know you probably have a lot to share here, but jump in at any time, Sarah or Tara, if you guys have anything else to add.
Yeah, well, can I you know, just sort of reiterate what you said there, really, Rose, because I myself suffered from abuse as a child, obviously from a man, and exactly what you said happened is I actually did shut down. I would deliberately, and I knew I was doing it. I knew I could do it, and I would do it. I would deliberately sort of hide my light so I wouldn't gain man attention. I knew what to do to get man attention if I needed it, but my relationship with the masculine was really, it was very unhealthy. And it was one of the things I came back from our retreat, the Powerful Woman Power retreat, and one of the things I have to thank you for is that actually I came back from that retreat knowing I could shine my light, knowing I could be in my feminine the whole time and not be frightened of the attention it drew to me, and that I didn't, you know, a man could look, but he didn't have to touch, and I always felt obliged. I'd always felt obliged in the past that if I attracted male attention, I had to respond to it in some way.
Right.
Which is why.
Everybody should go and see what Sarah looks like, and we should put a before and after picture up of you, Sarah, because you were one of the most profound, like, once your light came on, you were so radiant, and nobody could believe it. I mean, everybody, so if you get a chance, you should go to rosecole.com/powerfulwoman and look for Sarah Salmon. Look for Sarah's picture. How old are you, Sarah?
I'm 51.
Okay, so you won't believe it when you see her picture. Because she looks so radiant and youthful. And also, can you tell everybody your website just so they can find you in case they need to?
Yes, I've got two websites. One is lifedesigns.org, that's LifeDesigns, or there's sarahsalmon.com, and Sarah is Saira, salmon, Salmon.com.
So salmon like the fish, but it's Saira. And Sarah has a newsletter, and she, by the way, Sarah lives in the UK, but she also is a practitioner who works with people virtually over the phone as well. And she helps do all kinds of spiritual work and energetic work and nutritional work and balancing on all levels. So, and she's on Facebook as well. Is it Life, Sarah Salmon's Life Designs or something?
Sarah Salmon, Nourish Your Body, Feed Your Soul.
Nourish Your Body, Sarah Salmon, Nourish Your Body, Feed Your Soul. So if you go on and type in Sarah, S-A-I-R-A, Salmon.com into Facebook, you can find her and keep in touch with her. But, so as we were just saying, so turning on this light, reconnecting with the feminine, and allowing people to actually see your feminine, that's the first thing. If you think you've turned off your femininity or you're suppressing it, you are. In this day and age that we live in, you have to actually try to keep it on. Everything around us is fighting to turn it off. So it has to be a conscious practice, and that's what I love about the work that Tara does. She helps people really find what their passion is and what they're here to do and really, like, take a stand for that so you're really doing what you're meant to do on this planet, but by still doing it in a feminine, sensual way where you're not losing yourself or you're actually reconnecting with yourself. What else can you say about the Tara, and what kind of tips can you give us just on a practical sense for getting into our feminine?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is, and I really want all of us can hear this again and again, is there is a difference between feeling exposed as a woman when you turn on and step into the feminine versus allowing yourself to be visible. Many of us have a misunderstanding that if we truly shine our light, we will be exposed. And so we shrink back and we try to hide that. This is not about being exposed. This is about you truly being visible. First to yourself. First letting yourself see your own light. I remember calling you, Rose, oh gosh, 2.5 years ago, when it finally clicked, when I finally saw it, when I finally saw my own light, and I called it. So the first thing in stepping into your feminine is you need to recognize it for yourself. When you catch that glimpse, when you recognize it, share it with someone. Share your light. That's the first step. Share it with someone you trust, just like all of us are doing right now, and Sarah's been able to do with this with Rose. Share it. Say, oh my gosh, I just saw it. It's real. I am light. I'm here to do something incredible. So the first step would be to share it. The second step is to really learn how to increase your sense of receiving so you can continue to allow good things into your life. So you can continue to live in an easy, elegant way, attracting things to you. How do you do that? Well, one of the first things that I teach my clients when we talk about increasing the sense of receiving is that you need to be able to say as a woman what it is you love and what it is you hate. And people get really scared when I say that. I have to say what I hate. Yes, as a woman stepping into your power, we're all taught this as little girls, right? Oh, you're supposed to like everything. Everything's okay. Just kind of go with the flow. Be in the middle of the road. As a powerful woman stepping into your light, you need to be able to call to you what it is you love. And so the second step is being able to distinguish what you love and what you don't. So one of the recommendations I would make for everyone, Rose, if they haven't done this already, is to make a list of the things they love and the things they hate. Mm-hmm. Really, truly. Everybody, so you can start identifying. And what you'll notice is that the things you love will start being called into your light because you've said to the universe, these are the things that I prefer. And as a woman, indeed, these are the things that I require. That's very different than what most of us have been taught.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I for the longest time didn't know what I wanted, and I didn't know it was okay to request what I wanted. I didn't know it was okay to say no either. I mean, how many of us, I remember just being like with boys, like in high school and not knowing I could say no, like don't put your hand there or don't do that, and letting them do like whatever they wanted. I remember being with my boyfriend and us sitting together, and the way he was sitting was hurting my arm, and I didn't know I could tell him to move. So I sat there frozen with my arm hurting during the whole movie because I didn't know I could tell him this was not what I wanted. So it's really about saying no and saying yes and being very clear about what you want and really clear about what you don't want and really putting it out there. I love that you teach that, Tara.
Yeah.
I have another thing to add to that about the receiving. You know, how many of us don't even allow ourselves to receive compliments? The receiving starts with, like, when somebody says, oh, you look beautiful. Oh, my gosh, you did such a great job. And we go, oh, no, well, you know, yeah, but my butt looks kind of fat. And never again. Really take a stand for when somebody gives you a compliment, they're trying to give to you. So how about just saying, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And letting it land, not deflecting it.
There's a huge amount of power in that, in just being able to receive a compliment gracefully.
Yes,
huge amount of power in that.
Yeah, that alone is going to set the tone and is going to turn on your femininity and your receiving, because they're giving you energy. That compliment is an energy, and it's almost like you're putting up like your arms and you're like karate chopping it away.
Yeah.
I did not even receive this. No.
And you know, Rose, there's an additional level to that above and beyond saying thank you, to actually say to that person, I accept that and I receive that. To have it come full circle and really integrate. The real gift is when you really receive the compliment. When someone says thank you, they are trying to give you something.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that you receive it. Say it out loud. Thank you. I appreciate that. I receive that. I accept that.
Yeah. One of the things I learned at the Powerful Woman Powwow, when we're in the sacred circle, when the women come out to California, we step into a sacred space that is beyond what you can ever imagine. And I learn just as much as they do. And what I learned is we're all sitting around. The women are one after another giving me compliments. Wow, I can't believe this program. Oh, my God. And when they would say thank you, my normal response is thank you. Thank you. And my whole life I've been doing that. Oh, my gosh, thank you so much. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting us come over. And I would my way of deflecting would be, oh, we'll compliment them right back and talk about them, and it will distract. And then in a moment when I said thank you, I actually stopped. I went, I just let it land, and I said, you're welcome. And it was such a different energy. So now when somebody says thank you, I say, you're welcome. And it's so different. I mean, I actually let it fill me up. I'm actually getting filled up now instead of always depleting myself. So these are, by the way, these are simple little things that you think, oh, yeah, these are simple. Actually do these exercises, because this is going to start you in a whole different way of being. And I'm sure each of us a lot more tips around this. I'm just going to share some of mine. I take a bath by candlelight, an aromatherapy bath with essential oils or a bubble bath, pretty much every night. Sometimes I'll even do it twice a day. Sometimes I even have one for in the morning and one at night if I need to. Because it helps me to get into my senses. I feel the hot water. I'm looking outside into the trees, and I'm letting myself just kind of zone out. I'm smelling the aromatherapy. If it's at night, I have the candles lit, so the energy is low, and I totally drop into my feminine. And I can't tell you how having a practice like this set up, what it does for you. And I love essential oils, by the way. Like, a really great one is rose to get into your feminine. Another one is jasmine or lang lang, which is spelled Y-L-A-N-G, lang lang. 2 or 3 drops of that in your bath, and you will be in your feminine. You can also get one of those rings that goes around your light bulb. You can get them from any health food store, and you put a couple drops of essential oil in it, and your whole room will be an essential oil bedroom. You can also get car diffusers. So you can put one in your car, into your lighter of your car, and put essential oils and make your whole car aromatherapy. So the more you can use essential oils to get into your feminine, it's like an anchor, is what they call it in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. It actually can reprogram your brain to get, it's like a checkpoint to get back into your feminine. So it's great to use one of these essential oils, put in your person. By the way, there's a video about essential oils on the High Priestess site that I set up for you. I sent that out, so hopefully everybody got to see that. But one of the best things that you can use, just a very simple thing. And can you tell them about the tea, Tara? Your tip about
the
tea?
Yeah, absolutely. This is really important what you're saying. And igniting the seven, well, seven. there's seven, but anyway, we don't need to go on that. Igniting your senses as a woman is one of the most important things you can do. And Rose, you were one of the first people to really turn me on into essential oils and really activating the cellular memory once you've retrained yourself to receive that scent. On a cellular level, you can return to that and make that a part of your formula, a part of your template as a woman. Now, what Rose is talking about is, I'm a big, big proponent of this, hot water with lemon and cayenne pepper every morning. I know so many of us have heard this, right? I didn't invent this. So many of us have heard this. But this is a huge part of my own template in getting into the feminine every day for two reasons. One, obviously, physically, we know Rose has taught all of us about the cleansing properties of lemon, and then you adding the cayenne pepper helps speed your metabolism. And when you're really starting to work into your feminine, you will be reprogramming yourself to let go of self-limiting beliefs, to start getting into your flow and your elegance. I have found that the cayenne pepper helps speed that along as well. So even releasing things on a cellular level, it speeds that up for you. So physically, very important. Psychologically, the first thing to do when you get up to honor yourself with this hot water and lemon sends a message to the universe that you are willing and committed to honoring yourself first. Instead of getting on your BlackBerry, instead of stepping right into your doing mode and getting on your computer, actually honoring your feminine first thing in the morning is a beautiful tone for your template to start the day and opens you up to your sense of receiving right from the beginning.
So I learned this from Taryn. I don't always do the lemon. I don't do the cayenne pepper. Sometimes I do the lemon. But really, even just for me, having my tea first thing in the morning, she taught me to do this because it's like an anchor. Again, I wake up, I have a meditation that I do. I go in and I have my hot tea because it reminds me I have to feed myself first before I feed others, because otherwise I'll be drained. And I have another video that is just posted on the High Priestess blog about Tulsi tea. So you'll want to go and check that out, because it's an adaptogenic herb that really helps your body to combat stress. And I really love rose scented. To have rose tea for breakfast, you know, right in the beginning of the day with a little bit of lemon, it's just a great way. And then the hot water going down your throat and warming you up from the inside, getting into your sensations again. This is just a great reminder every morning to start off every day in your feminine.
Yes.
Any tips, Sarah, about the feminine, getting into your feminine?
Yeah, gosh, there's so many ways to do this, aren't there? I love beautiful body oils, so that after you've had a shower, you've had your bath, you know, you've got a beautiful oil that you can smooth into your skin, and you've got not just the scent of it, but you've got the sort of the feel and the texture and touch going on. And I get huge pleasure every morning just from opening up my wardrobe. I have certain colours that I know really, really suit me, and I have my, this may sound a bit anal, but I have my wardrobe sorted by colours basically. And I open up the wardrobe every day and I look at this array of lovely colours that just fill me with delight, and it's kind of like, what colour do I feel like today? And there's a whole language to colour. And indulging in that and really tuning into your body and seeing, like, you know, which colour is it I need to support me today? Which colour do I feel like wearing today? That's really sort of bringing in the senses that are, you know, in a slightly different way, and exploring what's going to support you at the feminine level.
I love that.
And dancing. That does it for me. You know, I've got various different sort of types of songs and things like that for various moods, but if I ever really need lifting, I can put some of that on. If I want to feel sexy, I can put some of that on, and it grounds your body. It really puts you in your body, doesn't it? And it's such fun, and you just feels fantastic.
Yeah. You'll remember from back in the call that I did with Catherine in the last series to get in your manifesting space, to put on your manifesting song. Like that song that, like, really gets you going. Like, mine is Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. When I put that on, I'm bopping around the house. I'm totally in my feminine. I'm totally in my power. And listening to that song, I can accomplish anything. I mean, watch out when I put that song on. But you can't be in your masculine as a woman and be listening to music if you are a feminine woman. I mean, it just, she's absolutely right. And another one is like hula dancing or salsa dancing or yin yoga, Y-I-N yoga is a type of yoga where you actually get into your feminine. And my yin yoga teacher used to put on hula music, and we would get up, she'd turn down the lights, and in this yoga class we would start to do the hula. And, oh, there's just nothing more feminine than that.
Yeah. Belly dancing is huge fun, and I had a go this last week at burlesque.
It's such fun
you can have with that. It's so flirty.
You can see the thing.
You actually don't need a man around for this. I mean, I practiced all my moves on my dog, and he loved it.
Yeah. Oh well, that's another tip I have for everybody. So here's a tip. Turn down and do this alone. This is not about being with a man. This is when you're alone to turn down the lights. And I actually have a light that's on like a pole in my house, so it has two little lights, so I can swivel the light around, so it's almost like a spotlight on me, which if you don't have that, it's fine. Just dim the lights and maybe put like some candles in front of you. And then get in front of a mirror and put on something where you feel hot. Put on some sexy music. Put on some black eyeliner or whatever makes you feel sexy, and some lingerie and high heels or key. And do a sexy dance for yourself in the mirror. Oh, my goodness. I actually have a little coffee table that I can stand on, so I move the pillow off of it, and I have a mirror there, and I do this whole sexy dance for myself. And I showed one of my girlfriends how to do this, and I had her doing it, and she was like, oh, my God, this is like magic. I mean, it's so much fun, and you feel so rejuvenated afterwards and so in your feminine, so in your sensuality, right? Tara,
absolutely. Yeah. No, it's a must. And you brought up the lingerie, and that's another big component of being a woman. No one else can do that for you. So taking time to honor yourself in that way with those beautiful things that for so many years we've been told are luxuries, they are necessities for your feminine. Treat and honor yourself that way. And the sexy dance, the sensual dance, really feeling in tune, letting yourself move your hips, letting yourself feel your own body, being grateful for the space in the body you're in. So many of us as young girls were taught to be ashamed, or we didn't like this aspect or that aspect. Truly loving your body, touching every aspect of who you are, and really feeling who you are, it's changed me. It really has changed me. I don't think I would recognize myself 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can see what we're talking about. These are simple things that you can do that will immediately take you into your feminine. But as soon as you pick up your BlackBerry, you're going to be back in your masculine. So if you are working and you're in a masculine world, you need to counteract it during the day to have little checkpoints that get you back into your feminine so you can relax into your feminine a little bit. At the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, and sprinkled throughout the day, create little, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's like, what is that word when you create a sacred ceremony for yourself?
Ritual.
Create a ritual around it. Where my bath in the evening, I have all these bath stuff lined up and scrubs that I make. I actually love to make my own bath stuff. If you look on my website, rosecole.com, you can find recipes for homemade sugar scrubs using essential oils and all kinds of things you can make from home. And even just the process of making them, you get into your feminine because of all the scents and the sensual, and you get out of your mind, and it's fun to play, but then applying them. So I have all these little checkpoints and rituals set up during the day to relax into it. And then another great, really great thing is nature. Whenever you're feeling depressed or overwhelmed or like run down, go for a walk, go out to a park, lay down in the grass, take your shoes off, get your toes in the sand, or get your toes in the grass. And the ocean is the feminine, right? So going by the ocean. Oh, so
healing. And the moon.
Oh, the moon.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Moon, yeah.
Yeah. So it just
requires... Fantastic moon tonight.
It's what?
A fantastic moon tonight.
Oh, is it? Okay, we'll have to look at
really
that.
Really beautiful moon. Mm.
Yeah, so just...
Yes, it is. Yes. We're a little ahead of you.
Yeah, she's in France. Sarah's in France, but she's in English. We have an international cast here. Okay, so again, set things up ahead of time for yourself. So what I mean by that is look for a yin yoga class or a restorative yoga class and buy a package of them so that you have it set up in your calendar. You know what day you go. So you can't go too long being your masculine before you run out your adrenal glands and you deplete your battery. It also causes neurodegeneration, by the way. So this is a way that you, like, literally lose your mind and throw your brain chemistry off and start to lose your memory when you're older. So we're talking about, like, this is pretty important. So yin yoga is awesome. So get a dance class or surround yourself with other feminine women. Like, I can't not be feminine around Tara. You know, or, like, to give you an example, like, Sarah, when we were on the phone the other day, she's like, I'm so in my masculine. I'm feeling so depleted. So I gave her the homework, like, go do a walk, go take a bath, go do this, get some flowers, the whole thing. And it's the exact homework that she gives to her clients, like practical things. I mean, we both do much more, but she has to come to me to get the homework, and I have to go to Tara to get homework. Like, are you getting it? Like, we all have to have somebody who's going to reflect back to us because we can't see it ourselves.
It's also really what the feminine is about. It's about this sisterhood.
Yes, it's about community.
It's about supporting. Yeah.
Right, mm. Right. It's about receiving help from others. You don't have to do it alone. Find a coach, find a program, find a community, find something to get you back. And by the way, these calls are totally infused with the feminine. There's a vibration to them. So I just talked to a woman today. She said that she got into a place of fear and anxiety and depression, and then she put one of these calls on, a replay, and it just automatically pulled her out. So keep all of these audios in your back pocket. They're resources for you. And you'll want to listen to, and I always say this, but I really mean it, to each of the calls at least 3 times, because you're going to hear something new every time you hear it. Now, I'm going to open up the line because there's a couple other speakers that we have, a couple other women that I wanted to come and share. And then please, Sarah and Tara, I'm going to keep you unmuted, and anytime you want to jump in with anything, please do, because I'd love getting the discussion going. But Sherry, I'm going to unmute you. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. So this is Sherry Rowland. Sherry Rowland is a, well, she took my last Powerful Woman Powwow program. She took the same one that Sarah took. And she lives in Texas. She is a therapist, but she also is a coach, a women's coach. And I call her the Get Your Sass Back coach, because she's just, like, super sassy, and she helps women really get their sass back. And what is your website, Sherry?
It's SherryRowland.com, SherryRowland.com.
Yep, and she's on Facebook as well, so you will want to keep in touch with her because she's super sassy and fun. And, Sherry, I don't know if you have anything in general that you want to share about what we've been talking about, or I would love to also hear about your kind of experience in the last Powerful Woman Powwow program, too.
Okay. Well, I find this really fascinating because I did your last High Priestess calls. I did your last Powerful Woman Powwow, and I've just taken 3 pages of notes again tonight. So
wow.
It's like, I never can get enough of you, Rose. Well, you know, I love what y'all are talking about because I really resonated when you did the High Priestess calls last summer, and so that's what got me connected to the Powerful Woman Powwow. And, you know, I had really lost my sass. I had really lost that feminine connection and just felt so out of sorts. And I think, you know, listening to the High Priestess calls just, you know, opened up that whole opportunity, you know, to really realize that I needed to get that back, that I was just so out of whack, out of balance. You know, from really the body to the mind to the mental to the spiritual. I mean, in all areas, I was just out of whack and, you know, had really isolated myself from other women because I was comparing myself to other women and I was in that masculine energy. And, you know, my coaching practice wasn't going where I wanted it to go. And a lot of it was is that I was really struggling. You know, I've been trained that you do business this way, and it's that push and that shove, and it's hard. And, you know, and it wasn't working. And I was so frustrated with my business life and my personal life. And, you know, yeah, you've coined me the get your sass back coach, but I didn't get my sass back until I went to the powwow. You know, the powwow was a great opportunity for me to, you know, just slow way down, pull myself back in, pull all of my energies back in, and connect with 10 other women from around the world that really could reflect back to me who I am and who I wanted to be. And I think that's the most beautiful part of the whole powwow is that, you know, 3 months later, we still are meeting every week supporting one another. And it's given me a great mastermind group where I can bounce my personal life, my business life around with other 9 women and get some feedback and some clarity on and some suggestions of what they're seeing on what I'm talking about or my struggles or my challenges or my celebrations. You know, they celebrate with me. And I think that's what Tara was talking about a while ago of this community of women that we've kind of isolated ourselves way back from and how much we need it and how supported and loved that we are when we allow other women back into our life, women that we can trust and connect with at a very, very deep spiritual level, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, you know, some of the things that you're talking about, the essential oils and all of that was a part of my life one time. I had kind of, you know, put it all on the back shelf, and I've brought all of that back out, and it is a daily ritual that I use daily, and I wanted to also add the orange oil, essential oil, that I today cannot live without. And right now I'm doing a Creating the Spark group with 6 other women, and I've introduced the essential oils to them, and now they're wanting it, you know. And today I took the orange, and, you know, 2 of them were not in a good place, and just gave them a few drops, and it just lifted them right up. And, you know, I love being able to share something that has such meaning for me with other women, you know, that this is something that they had not experienced and that it's helping them so much. And you have to be in that feminine energy to have your sass, you know, that sexy, saucy self, you know, just comes right out in you. But you can't be sassy when you're in that masculine energy. It just doesn't work. You'd lose it, you know.
Yeah.
And that is a big part of me, and that is a part that you were able to bring back out in me, Rose, that I'm so grateful for.
Mm. Oh, I love hearing that, Sherry. And what Sherry was talking about, orange oil, you can get it from any health food store. And what we discovered in the Powerful and Powwow, because you've heard us say yes and say yes to your destiny and your mission, and Tara led us in that in our first first High Priestess call. This, if yes had a scent, it would be orange oil.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be depressed while smelling orange oil. And
no.
It will motivate you to be in the yes and the possibilities and an upward spiral of your life. And thank you for that reminder, because that is a really good one, Sherry.
And also, Rose, what I have found with the orange is if I'm afraid or if I'm fearful of moving forward, you can't be fearful either with the scent of orange.
Mm-mm.
And then you're able to step into that.
It's the scent of yes. It's like
also,
saying yes, taking
yes.
Yeah.
Also, at the color level, I don't know if you're aware of this, but at the color level, orange is about releasing trauma.
Ah.
You know, it works at so many levels.
Mm.
So you can release trauma, release shock out of the body through the color orange.
Oh,
it brings joy back. It, you know, it clears the stuff that's blocking joy, basically.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Mm. I love that. Beautiful. I have another guest, another really magical, amazing, beautiful woman who, let's see if I can unmute her here. Let's see. Holly, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. So this is Holly Thompson. And she also took the last Powerful Woman Powwow. However, she was in a different group from Sherry last time. I did 2 groups of 10. and she was in the other group. So thank you, Holly. And Holly is a holistic nutritionist, and she actually is a celebrity, making issues on television all the time, and news appearances, and magazine appearances. And so thank you so much for being here, Holly.
So nice to be here. Thank you.
And what is your website and your Facebook name?
NutritionalStyle.com is my website. My Facebook is Nutritional Style, and Twitter is Nutritionista.
Nutritionista. I love
that.
So Holly Thompson used to be the VP of Chanel, and she could probably tell the story better than me, but really briefly. So she was working in this world in New York and kind of plugging away, and sort of noticed her health declining and took some time off and was at a place kind of trying to figure out where she was going to be in her life, and found holistic nutrition, and that was one of the things that rejuvenated her and kind of brought her back to her center. And now she has this amazing business where she, you'll see her website, nutritionalstyle.com. It's really cute. You can find out what your nutritional style is, and she has all kinds of tips about nutrition, fun things that she shares on television all the time. But Holly, you've heard us talking about the feminine. I'm sure you have all kinds of tips and things you like to share too, but was there anything that came up that you wanted to share?
Well, I'm sitting here at my desk in my house, and I have my whole box of essential oils next to me. So as you guys are talking about them, I'm just like putting them on and I'm smelling them, and you know, they're just so wonderful. It was a really fun call. Thank you so much. And you know, I love thinking about this idea of our feminine, because it's something that, you know, I have to continually pull myself back to. And there's a really funny story. I never shared this with you, Rose. When we were out in California for the powwow, you know, there was a lot of this going on, as you can all imagine. And, you know, we were dancing, and we were really getting into our feminine, using essential oils and doing all these really, you know, far-out things that Rose has us do, had us do. And we were really getting into our goddess. I mean, that was the word I lit on, was, oh my gosh, this whole idea that we are all goddesses. And so it was maybe day 3 or 4 of being out in Santa Monica, and I just came back to my room, and I said, you know what? These pajamas are not goddess pajamas. And I threw my pajamas away. And, I mean, they were like cute little, you know, like cute mommy pajamas. They were adorable. I threw them away, and I walked over to the mall, Santa Monica, and I bought some nighties that I thought were goddess nighties, you know. And it was really, it was just such the funniest thing for me to do. And, you know, and I came home with all these new nighties, and my husband was sort of like, what happened in California?
Okay, what were you doing in California?
Who are you with? No. But it was just so funny that, you know, just that was, for me, that was my little symbol of, you know, and my son too, like, you know, Mama, where did your pajamas, you know, where did that, what's that nightie? Anyway, it was just so funny. And I think it's just a really profound concept that, you know, that's so good for all of us to tune into. So
yeah.
Thank you. It's a great call.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, and then, Holly, just to brag a little bit, can you talk a little bit about some of the things that came out of the powerful powwow and just kind of stepping into this powerful feminine vortex that we created?
Yeah, you know, it was something. Within weeks of signing up for the powwow, I shared this story with Rose. I went for a run down our road. We live on a farm and down our country road, and I had this real moment of clarity, because the powwow was, you know, it's a big investment of time, of energy, of, you know, financial investment. And I had this just moment of clarity, like, this is right. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. It was just a very clear thing that came to me. And at that minute, do you remember this, Rose, when I shared this with you? I called Rose, and my phone rang, and I looked down, and I was like, who is this? And I mean, it was like at that moment, and it was a TV station calling to ask me to come on, actually 3 days later, to do a segment. And I thought, okay, that it was a sign. I mean, it was a program that was really big and it was important to me, and you know, it was pretty cool. So that was, I felt that that was really, you know, I had really stepped into this energy upward spiral, and it continued. It continued all the way through the program. It got so strong when I was in California. I had things happening where, I mean, we weren't supposed to be looking at our emails late at night, but I actually had to. Like I had, you know, I had someone reaching me saying, you've got to take this call, and there were just some really big things that were happening because I believe of this, you know, this vortex that we were all in. It was just this sense of sisterhood and positive and uplifting that happened and is still happening. You know, as Sherry was saying, it's still happening in our group. So it was really wonderful. Yeah, so I've continued to do TV things throughout. I had a magazine contact me, a major magazine contact me, the month we started the powwow for a big interview that's going to be coming out this spring.
Yeah, not just a magazine. A magazine, one of the biggest publications in the United States. It goes out to 12 million women.
Yeah,
contacted
it's a big one.
Her to do a full spread and interview and flew out to her house and to photograph her at her house and to feature her. And this
Very
is something
cool.
that she wasn't, like, looking for or pursuing. And how many TV appearances have you done now since the panel? Like,
I think about 6 or 7. They've come out to the farm to shoot a segment, which was a total surprise. And, you know, they had me in my kitchen, in my farm kitchen. And now they're coming back in a few weeks to do some Easter things.
Wow.
Really fun. Yeah,
that's
really
amazing.
Fun.
Yeah. We had another woman who took it last time who got a call out of nowhere from this station in this show that's in Florida that flew her down to Florida to feature her on this television show. She's like, I don't even know how they found me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted her to be a reoccurring appearance. It's just really amazing what happens when you join together in sisterhood in a community like this. There's this vortex, and it takes you and the abundance and clients and new programs and new things that manifest out of it. It's really profound. Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome.
I love having you here.
Thanks, Rose.
Yeah, and okay, so I'm going to mute you, Sherry and Holly. Actually, you know, I'm just going to leave you guys unmuted, and if you guys have anything to share, jump in. And there's one other person that I have that I wanted to share. Her name is Cherie. And then hold on 1 second.
Okay,
are you there, Cherie?
Hi, I am.
Hi. So if you guys remember from a couple of calls ago, I think it was the first one in this series, Cherie came on and shared, and she said, you know, I think I just keep having these ideas. I'm supposed to be an actress, and I'm supposed to be performing overseas. Do you guys remember that? Do you remember hearing Cherie? Anybody that's listening right now? No, none of you girls? So she was in the first call. And what countries did you talk about, Cherie, that you thought you were supposed to?
Japan, Korea, the UK, here in the United States.
Uh-huh. So she kept getting this vision. I said, yes, that's because that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be... And so she has this fantasy, this idea of being an actress, and has kind of dipped her toes in it a little bit, but is really kind of, has been upper limiting herself and kind of avoiding what she's really supposed to be doing, right? So she shared on the first High Priestess call, and she's been listening to all the High Priestess calls, and she and I did a call together, which during those interviews for the Powerful Woman Powwow, there's something that opens up in them. And it's really profound. Like, we're opening up these channels of abundance. And then she and I did, like, a little follow-up call, and I said, you have to come on the High Priestess call and share this. So do you guys remember her sharing? And then she came on. So will you just tell me briefly what happened, Cherie?
Right. Yeah. My husband's brother gets a call. My husband gets a call from his brother talking about this guy who's interested in music, and he wanted to talk to my husband. And my husband calls him, and it turns out this guy is an actor, and he's making a movie. And right away, my husband realizes that this synchronicity is about me and not about him and his music. And they have two more conversations, and at the end of this conversation, his music is no more, but the guy says to him, if you send me a picture of your wife, we'll put her in the movie if she's willing to travel. So he just says, out of the blue, my husband doesn't say, my wife is interested in acting, and, can since you're making a movie, can you put my wife in the movie? No. My husband let him know, oh, well, you're in the movie? My wife is an aspiring actress. And then, like, two conversations later, he's like, well, send me a picture and we'll put her in the movie. And I just have been freaking out ever since. So that's what happened.
So basically, when she talks to me, she goes, Rose, I feel like I've opened, the wording she uses, Rose, I feel like I opened up the channels of manifesting. And here she got her first acting gig, and she didn't even have to audition. It was handed to her. This isn't a synchronicity. We opened up the channels. And just by listening to those calls, you're opening up the channels. And if you did an interview with me for the Powerful Woman Powwow, you opened up the channels. If you invest in yourself, like if you joined the Powerful Woman Powwow, from the moment that you signed up, you opened up massive channels. And in the program, we open up even more. And this is how it happens. I can tell you I've done about, I think, 10 or 12 interviews for the Powerful Woman Powwow. Most of the women have emailed me or called me and said, oh, my gosh, I had all of this unexpected abundance come in. I got called out of nowhere to do this speaking engagement. I don't even know how they found me. Yeah, I had this person contact me and wanted to do coaching with me, and I don't even have a website up. Or just all kinds of abundance comes in. Or you remember Eliza sharing, getting that opportunity to out of nowhere to go and speak and getting a coaching client. She doesn't even know how they found her, and waiving the fee for her to come and speak at the group. So this is what we're doing together. The more you can stay in this vibration, the more you're going to keep them open. So the more you can listen to these calls over and over again, the more you can blog on the site so you stay connected and inspire the other women. Find a community. If it's not in my Powerful Woman Powwow and it's someplace else, find a community, find a coach, find a woman, find partners and friends that you can stay in this vibration, because magic happens. This is how you attract everything that you want in your life. This is how you attract abundance. This is how you make it happen. So thank you so much, Cherie, for sharing that. I was just so inspired, and I wanted everybody else to hear that.
Thank you.
Well, I am going to... Hold on one second. Okay. So I am actually going to open up the call for questions. And Holly and Sherry and Sarah and Tara, I have you guys unmuted still. So if you guys have an answer to any of these questions, then please feel free. And then
okay.
I will try and check and see if there are questions written online. Okay. So there's a couple comments online. I'm just going to read a couple of these first because there's a lot of them. I know we're not going to be able to get to all of these. But here's... Latarsha from Honolulu. She says, thank you so much for this call. My heart is open and is now nice to know that there are as many women, other women, high priestesses and goddesses who believe in love the way I do. This is so beautiful. Thank you. Tansy, tea question. What was the rose tea you recommended, and where is that detail posted? If you go to the page that has all the replays for the High Priestess program, so if you go to rosecole.com/ High Priestess Training, then you'll find under videos, you'll find a video of me sharing. I share my exact brand that I like to of the rose tea. It's awesome. It's so amazing. It's so high vibrational, because roses, by the way, are the most high vibrational thing on the planet. A rose flower has a higher vibration than anything else. It's like super high vibrational. So to drink it in a tea is awesome. And there's also a video on essential oils, and there's also a video on chocolate under that tab too. And there's Neferet. Everyone should try belly dancing and get into their feminine vibe. Love that. Next is, so if I'm in my feminine and it ticks off my husband, doesn't that mean he is in his feminine? He is a complainer. Yes, if you are in your feminine and annoys your feminine, your husband, it's probably because he's in his feminine, and it's threatening, you know. So yes, I would get the book The Way of the Superior Man, and give that to him, and then I would get It's a Guy Thing yourself, because it sounds like you need to reset the polarity, he's your husband, so I don't want to say like find another husband, but. If you're already married, there's going to be some work to do to reset the polarity. Okay, so I'm going to open up the line and see if we have any questions live. Actually, you know what you can do is hit *2, and that will raise your hand on my screen so I can see where you are. And then I can unmute you. So hold on, let me write down this area because we have it's hard to keep you guys all straight here. 5, 4, 0. And then Tara, are you still there? Are you still unmuted? Oh yes, you are.
I'm here.
Okay. So anybody else hit *2 if you have a question or you want to comment or you want to say something live to anybody? Nobody yet. So again, hit *2 if you have it. Okay, here, I see somebody here. Okay, I think, wait, 9, 7, 0, 40. Okay, area code 408.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
This is Selena.
Hi, Selena. How are you?
Hi. I am in the current Powerful Woman powwow.
Yes, uh-huh.
And
hello.
And my heart is beating so fast. So first, I didn't even know if I had a question or a comment. I just thank you to you and Tara. It was such a journey these past couple of weeks. I was so scared. Also didn't want to hop into my masculine to get the money to take the course. I was so scared that I knew how to do that, but I didn't want to do that because that was one of the things that I want to get out of this course is, you know, staying in my feminine.
Mm.
And so I was almost like, I was scared. Like, I literally, like, my body was shaking and I was crying because I didn't know how, I just felt I didn't know how to get the money without forcing it, and I wanted to allow it.
Mm. Yeah, but you did it. So Selena just signed up and took the leap and just got her payment in to be in the Powerful Woman Powwow, which starts by the way, it starts on Monday. So for those of you that are still considering and on the fence, the last day actually to sign up is the end of the day Monday, and then it starts on Wednesday. But so Holly or Sherry, you guys were in the last one. What would you say to what she's experiencing?
Yeah,
you guys didn't experience
you're
that at
on
all,
target.
Right? Yes. Yeah, you guys didn't experience any of that, right?
Hang on. No,
yeah.
But you know what? I'm so excited for you because, oh, my God, just hold on to your britches.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It feels so good to be a part of this community. It's a sense of belongingness that I don't know if I've ever felt.
Mm-hmm.
And without even speaking to you ladies, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. It's very, very healing.
Yeah, and the other women know this. Like, once you take the powwow, if you meet any of these other women, you will have to be in touch with them and connect with them over Facebook because you have a bond and a deeper understanding about things that you'll – it's a sisterhood, and
mm-hmm.
it's for life. And it's you're right. It's like nothing any of us have ever experienced. So,
yeah, because we're even supporting the girls in the other group, and we've never met.
Right. Yeah,
there
were two groups at one time of 10, and they're totally like, you know, they didn't even get
mm-hmm.
to take the program together, but they're sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're one of our sisters.
I do have a question.
Okay.
So I get caught up in my head so much, right, you know, and how do I distinguish between my, you know, my thoughts and my intuition?
That's a great, great question. Now, have you listened to the first High Priestess series?
Not fully.
No, okay. There's one There's one about mental mastery.
Uh-huh.
I would go back and listen to that one again if you haven't listened to that already. If anybody can identify with this, getting stuck in your head and mental loops and like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting worried, and then also, like, is this my intuition? It's a very fine line. It's a very small distinction. But what you can do is you can ask your brain to turn off. You can say, I've got this. Mind, I know you're just trying to protect me. I know you're trying to keep me safe. Thank you for that. I've got this. Because it's not, if it's a decision you're not trying to make with your brain, you can actually ask it to stop because it's just going to be playing tapes of fear and trying to protect you. They're just tapes playing. Okay, so that's the first step.
Got it.
And then it's a different sensation. It's hard to explain. It's like it's with your body. It's with a deep inner knowingness, like ancient wisdom. And in this program, you're going to learn how to turn that on even more and distinguish between the two, because everyone's a little bit different how they distinguish it. But do any of you girls have an explanation or a tip or any way that you can distinguish between the two that you want to share with her?
I do, Rose.
Sherry? Perfect.
Yes. What I was going to say is, you know, our body doesn't lie. You know, our mind will lie to us, but our body doesn't. So if you can just breathe into that and, you know, are you contracted or are you open and expanded? Because if you're contracted, then you're probably more in your head and it's a no. But if you're expanded and open, that's more on intuition, I think.
Mm. I like that. And somebody else had something to share? Who else spoke up?
It's Sarah here. It's basically, I was going to say exactly what Sherry said there. She's absolutely spot on.
Okay.
Just kind of really tune into your body and see what your body's feeling.
Yeah, your mind, which all of the women that took the powwow would know this, your mind is trying to screw you over, like, to put it frank. Like, don't listen to your mind, which I know is like, what? But your mind is your ego, and it's trying to destroy you, and it's trying to protect you, and it will drive you crazy. Making decisions with your heart and with your feelings and with your body is the feminine way, and it's the only way to go. Your mind is not for you. Your mind is for other people. So Sarah can use her mind for all of the people that come to her that need her wisdom, but she cannot use it for her, which is why she took my program and used me. I cannot use my mind. I've used many of the practitioners that have took the Powerful Woman Power. I did a session with Sherry. She helped me. I work with Tara because they help to reflect back to me, because I cannot use my mind for me.
Got it.
Does that help any? And you're going to
definitely
a lot more about this. But so, welcome. I'm super excited for you. Hold on to your hat or your britches.
Thank you. I feel like I'm holding on to a kite, and I'm the kite.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to mute you. So this is what it feels like right before you get everything you want. So Tara will say, she has a video posted of her, like, I mean, like, going through it. Remember, Tara? Like,
Tara
called me, and Tara was going to be moving. She was in France, where she's always dreamed of living, in this little, like, chateau with, like, a little market down the street, and her boys speak French. It's this beautiful, like, where she's always dreamed of being. And she's getting all these clients, really high-paying, and she's just like, oh, my God. Like, when she finally, like, got, like, the sixth person to sign up for this really high-end VIP program, she had to call me because she was like, oh, my God, like, shaking. And she went through, like, a rebirth on the phone with me. And then she showed, I told her right afterwards, get a camera. You need to document this. You need to talk about this. You need to show women this is what it looks like right before you get everything you want. You're leaning into your edge, and you're trusting, and you're, like, taking that leap of faith over the cliff and trusting this imaginary pillow is going to show up underneath you to catch you, and it always does.
Hmm.
Okay, beautiful. I'm going to see who else has a question. You can hit star 2 as well, so it'll raise your hand here for me. Maybe a little intimidating having, like, all five of us or whatever on the phone. let's see. I don't see anybody else as far. Is this a quiet group? This is your chance to have, like, five coaches. Okay, wait. Here we go. Oh, here's Anna. Anna just took the last Powerful Woman Power 2. Are you there, Anna?
I'm here.
Yay!
Hi,
good. So Anna took the last Powerful Woman Powwow as well. She was in the first group, so she was with Holly. So Anna, I would love to hear from you. Just anything you'd like to share about the call or any other wisdom you have, and then about your experience with the Powerful Woman Powwow too, would be great.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So first, I love this call. This was like, it for me right now, like the feeling of it, and it was exactly what you were talking about, was just like slipping into really silky, sexy lingerie. Like, that's just the feeling, that really juicy, good, yummy feeling. And of course, hearing everyone, my fellow Powerful Woman powwow goddesses, it's just, That I think is such an amazing piece, and you touched on that, is that community. and that it is a tribe and it is a connection that we're going to have for life. And that's totally invaluable to me. And I had to jump on because I met about 3 weeks ago. I met Selena. We had no idea. No connection through you, Rose. We met at this wellness fair, and then we connected on Facebook, and she's like, oh, my God, I just saw that. She's like, I have an interview with Rose today. And so since then, we've spoken. We live, you know, pretty close to each other. And so now it's like that expansion and that connection keeps growing. So there's now, like, I'm connected to the next generation of powerful women, powwow women, and it's awesome.
Yes. Oh, see, there's just, like, what are the chances of that, you know? Like, I'm only taking
spots.
Like, what? There's no synchronicity here. We, as all these women know, we were brought together on a divine mission, and we will never be the same again. And we are the feminine leaders that are helping to lead this revolution. And so are you. We're taking you with us. So just even by participating in these calls, you're helping to strengthen this movement that we're creating. Yay, Anna. Thank you so much for sharing. Well, let's see. Everybody's kind of quiet. Oh, I see another caller here. So I'm just, I'll keep you unmuted, Anna, in case there's anything else you want to add.
Okay.
Okay. So this one says Grace 541 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Rose. Hi, Tara. This is Jeanette.
Oh, hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette.
My first name is Grace, and that's on my cell phone. So now.
Oh,
I've...
okay. Okay, beautiful.
But I just, you know, it's kind of scary for me to get on the line because it's all recorded.
Uh-huh.
But I just really couldn't help myself because what an amazing synergy of energy you've got going on.
Thank you.
And also that I guess I just met one of my co-powwow powerful women here.
Mm-hmm. So Jeanette also has just signed up for the Powerful Woman Powwow, so welcome.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say, you know, I'm finding that I'm going through bouts of going, uh-oh, what have I done?
That's entirely normal.
Right, exactly, totally normal.
Yeah.
I want to hear from Sarah, even, who sounds so wonderful and strong and in her own feminine energy, to say that, you know, we come with things like being kind of scary about getting into our sensual, sexy, really feeling in our bodies selves and feeling wonderful about it. So when I hear about, you know, some things we're going to do down there, I go, oh, my God, what have I done? What have I done? But at the same time, I really, really, really look forward to it to get past it and into it. So I want to say that. It's scary to say, but I just really wanted to say it.
Yay, I'm so glad you did, and welcome. You are now being taken by the vortex, so get ready. Okay, Jeanette. I'm just
going to... I got a call from Tara the other day, so Tara, that was really wonderful. I look forward to talking to you.
Oh,
beautiful.
So thank you all.
Okay, beautiful. Bye. Bye, Jeanette. I'm just going to mute you. Okay, I see a question online, and I'm really feeling called to answer this. So for any of you women that have anything to say here, this is from Anonymous, and it says, odd question, I have no female friends. I am not a competitive person. I just have had trouble relating to femininity because of molestation when I was little. It actually makes me feel physically sick to hug another girl. I am 28 years old, a 28-year-old girl, by the way. Any insights or advice? Not to get too personal, but I was molested by a woman. Thanks. So the first thought that comes to mind is, it is your biggest life's goal or mission to resolve and complete with this. Because you're right, what you're seeing with the not having female friends and feeling that yucky feeling with a woman, that is, you are actually disconnected from your own femininity because of this trauma that happens. And it's the most impactful thing that you can do in your entire life to face this head on and to find a way to resolve and heal from this. It's the most important thing that you can do in your life, and it's actually the thing that's going to make the biggest difference in your happiness, your way to manifest, making money, everything. So whatever you need to do, and I would go on a journey to look for what that key is that's going to unlock that for you. Because just like when I talked about the four stages, which in one of the other calls, that was the stage one, which was the situation that was created, that created the learning opportunity for you. And now you're in stage two, and it's, yes, I'm not competitive, but you're actually, it's there's a whole healing with the feminine that you came to this planet in a human form to clear. So once you get that message, your way that you show up in the world and your mission, stage four, is going to be totally different. So is there anybody else that's getting any intuitive hit to share any wisdom for her?
Yep,
yeah.
Sarah here.
Sarah?
Yeah.
One of the things is to do it stage by stage. Don't expect that there's going to be a big magic wand that suddenly waved. You go and do something, and it's going to resolve everything. It's a process that unfolds step by step. It's little things you do, and the little things build and build and build until gradually the walls start to come down. It's not a quick process. It certainly wasn't to me. But start with little things. Start with learning to like yourself. Starting with learning to like your body. Learn to touch your body and take pleasure from that. Learn to give yourself pleasure. Learn what it is you like. And it can be very, very simple things like just surrounding yourself with flowers and things like that. But learn to really like and appreciate yourself, because it flows out from there.
Beautiful. And then Tara, you had something to share?
Yeah, I'm being called. I'm going to follow my indie right now. There's a deep, deep form of self-forgiveness and self-compassion that's being blocked. And I just want to acknowledge whoever this is that reached out and had the courage to open up and explore in this way. First of all, acknowledge yourself for doing this. I hear you. I really, really feel you. And a deep projection process and some self-compassion and self-forgiveness is really going to guide you through this, should you be ready, should you choose to step into this. And I'm completely going with my indie. You can email my assistant, Lynn, and I'd be happy to support you free of charge, really. There's something big happening. There's a shift there. So I'll follow my indie, yeah. So you can email Lynn, or we'll get a hold of Rose, and I'd be happy to support you through that should you decide to take that journey right now.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for that, Tara. And there's another woman, by the way, Jamie, who wrote in and saying the same thing, that she's been molested, and how do I complete with these monsters from my past. And I want you to know that there's something like 4 out of 10 women have been sexually assaulted. And it creates the biggest learning opportunity of your entire life. It is the reason why you came, to clear this karma. And it's such a terrible, awful thing that happens to women, and it can be the tool that brings about the biggest strength. And it's the most important thing you can do in your life is to complete with these people and feel resolution. It's the most important thing. So there's different keys that are going to unlock this. I use different techniques in my program. And keep, like Sarah said, it's not going to be one big magic wand. It's a peeling away of layers. I like to use the route of going into the GABA center of the mind, because that's where these hurts and traumas are. So using things like breath work, or we do different types of very deep shamanic journeying work within our program. But there's lots of other techniques as well, and every practitioner is going to have a different technique. Like Sarah would work with you one way on it, and Tara would work with you a different way, and I would work with you a different way. And you just keep trying different things, and each one will work in some capacity, a little bit or a lot, and it will peel away another layer. But it's the most important thing you can do. Really?
Can I also say as well, one of the most rewarding things you can do as well.
Yeah, and that's why
you get given your life back.
Yeah, it's most impactful. That's what I mean by most impactful. It really is the thing that's going to make the biggest difference in your life. So So, we could go on and on about this. You can see this is a very deep, very rich subject. I love you all so much, and I just want to thank all of our callers, because I'm going to have to go here. And I just thank you guys so much. And obviously, I can see that this series is not done, that there's more work that we can do. So I'm going to try to set this up as a more permanent series where we meet on a regular basis to share and connect. So I'm going to be arranging that for us. And also make sure to keep checking back to rosecole.com/High Priestess Training, because that website is going to stay up so you can blog and speak and connect and watch the videos and listen to the replays. And please listen to each recording at least 3 times. There's gold there. And the Powerful Woman Powwow, by the way, that you've been hearing so much about, it starts next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, which I think is the 23rd of February, and 2011. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this recording. But we're saying that the last day to sign up, and we only have 3 spots left, is this coming Monday, the 21st, at the end of the day. So if you want more information about the program, the price, all the details of what's included, you can go to rosecole.com, which Cole is spelled C-O-L-E, /powerful woman. And woman is singular, so a lot of people make that mistake. They type in women. It's not women, it's woman. So rosecole.com/powerful woman. Thank you, girls. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Tara, for bringing your energy. I so appreciate it. And for everyone else, thank you guys. I love you guys so much.
Love you too, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye.